guys. Welcome back to Typically Peachy. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday, if it's Thursday for you. I gotta tell you, I am doing automatically better this week because last week is over. Simple as that. I told you last week was so hectic. Work was wild. Double podcast week. It was just a lot. Too much going on. But this week has been a little bit of a slower pace. Not entirely slow, but definitely more manageable. So that's the first thing that's new with me. I'm managing my week better because there's just a little bit less. But my social engagements are very high this week. I saw one of my friends that was here for work on Monday. That was so fun to catch up to see her. And now two of my friends from home are coming today. I cannot wait. We're gonna have so much fun. I don't even know what we're gonna do this weekend, but I know we're gonna have fun. I miss them so much. That is the worst part about leaving a place, I have to say. I have felt that with Minnesota. I have felt that with LA. It is leaving the people behind. I mean, with LA, I did really like LA and the environment there and all of that. But same with Minnesota. I love my hometown. But it really is the people that make it, you know? But yeah, they're coming here. I hope it's nice weather. I think it's supposed to be. Let's look. Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny like all weekend long. So exciting. Maybe we'll do some outdoor activities. We were actually thinking about biking from our current apartment now to the new condo, which you could do pretty easily. So I think we're going to do that. Also, I want to see how long it's going to take. It'll be interesting. I'll report back. But that means I'm going to have to encounter the Divvy bikes again. Remember I told you guys I have kind of mixed opinions about them. I like them. I like that they're accessible. But last time I used them, there were not enough stations to plug the bikes back into once you're done using them. So hopefully I don't encounter that issue again, because it's literally just wasting money when that happens. Because then you're just holding on to the bike longer for no reason. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But yeah, what else? We'll probably go to some fun restaurants, go out to some fun places. Maybe we'll have a beach day, who knows? I'm excited to show them the new place though. Anytime we get to show somebody new, it's so exciting. It feels like show and tell, and one thing about me, I loved show and tell. Big show and tell kid over here. I remember in preschool, I think, we did a show and tell that was based on your favorite color. So everybody brought like a bucket that was their favorite color, and then everything in there that you were showing and telling about had to be that color too. Isn't that funny, the things that you remember from childhood like that? But I distinctly remember it, and I remember being so excited. My favorite color, like I've told you guys before, is yellow. So of course, my bucket was yellow. Everything in there was yellow. And I had a lot of yellow things. That's probably why they let you do your favorite color. Because they assume, I'm sure, that a lot of the stuff that you have is in your favorite color. So yeah, like a big kid show and tell, showing an apartment instead of my little yellow bucket. Pretty different, but same concept. Still love it. That's really all that's new with me, though. I will hopefully have a lot to report back from this weekend. All the fun things that we do, everything we get into. For now, though, let's get into some things that are hot this week, okay? First off, something that doesn't affect me, but I wish that it did. Here's why, okay? Tesla launched karaoke microphones for their cars. And one thing about me, I love karaoke in a car. All right, not just karaoke, specifically karaoke in a car. The first time I ever did anything like that was when we went on one of my best friend's bachelorette trips. We were in Austin. And there were these little car things that went along the main street there. And there was karaoke in those cars. You literally just pick your songs, scream those songs down the road. It is so fun. So to be able to do this as a passenger in somebody else's car, I feel like that would be such a flex. You know, to just get in the car and have a microphone handed to you. To be fair, I do love a microphone. I'm using one right now. There's just something so fun about them. I felt that way as a kid too. I remember I always wanted to be a pop star for Halloween. So I would get the microphone, that you could like put over your head, like the headset microphone one. And I was obsessed with that thing. I don't even think I wanted to be a pop star to do the actual act of it. I wanted to be one so that I could wear that microphone all the time. So I like this Tesla. If I ever got into a Lyft or an Uber that was a Tesla and they had this, this would make my day. It would make my night. It would be so fun. I'd probably do it by myself, honestly. Even if there was nobody else to do it with me. The driver would be like, what in the world? Is she okay? But hey, if they have the microphones, I'm gonna use them. But anyway, I was excited about that. Again, even though I do not have a Tesla, but if anybody out there does have one, I suggest you get these. Another thing that was in the pop culture beauty kind of news cycle, Blake Lively's hair care line. What's it called? Let me see. Blake Lively hair care line name. Blake Brown Beauty. Takes inspiration from her own daily regime, including one key product she has ditched using in her hair, conditioner. That's what Billboard.com said. And that's the part that I wanted to talk about with this, okay? Because so many celebrities come out with brands, but this brand in particular, the first thing about it is I feel like it makes so much sense. When people think of Blake Lively, one of the first things I feel that they think about is her hair. She has gorgeous hair. I feel like it was always commented on in Gossip Girl. It's just a thing. Also, side note, she's been in the news a lot recently. With the movie It Ends With Us coming out, it was also just announced that she's on the Vogue September cover, which is huge, and this hair care brand. So I feel like the synergy here is absolutely perfect. I also feel like there's not that many celebrity hair care brands. Like Beyonce just came out with hers not too long ago. But that's the only one that I can really think of right now. I'm probably missing like five. But I feel like a lot of celebrities go more into the beauty space. Like Rare Beauty, Fenty Beauty. I guess I've only named two of those too. But I don't know, I just feel like more celebrities go into that space than hair care. So I don't feel like it's that saturated right now. I mean, there are, of course, a lot of hair care products already. But as far as being a celebrity brand, I don't think quite as many. But what's also interesting about this is the component that there's no conditioner. I guess there's shampoo and then a hair mask, which in theory sounds good, except for the fact that I feel like a hair mask takes so much longer than conditioner. I don't really know, I've never done a hair mask before, but conditioner's so quick, you know? But maybe if you want hair like Blake Lively, that's the way to do it. Do the hair mask, ditch the conditioner. I do have to say though, conditioner is my favorite part. There's something sort of magical about putting conditioner in your hair and then it suddenly just being smoother, less tangled. I'm a fan personally, but I don't know. I guess we're not using it anymore. I'm probably still gonna use it if I'm being honest, but if anybody out there tries this and thinks that it is far superior to other things out there and actually makes your hair a lot better, I will be listening. If this has a lot of hype around it, I'll try anything twice. We'll see, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be good. Speaking of good, let's get into what's good. Okay, I told you guys this a couple weeks ago when the Olympics were underway. Well, I guess they started last week, didn't they? When did I start talking about this then? No, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Actually, I feel like my timeline's off now. I don't remember, but anyway, what I'm talking about is surfing in the Olympics. I'm obsessed. I told you guys that I really liked it, but no. I'm obsessed. I love watching it so much, and it is so funny how much me and my boyfriend have just been commenting on this sport like we know what the heck we're talking about. Neither of us have ever surfed. I told you guys I tried that one time, don't even think I got up, but all of a sudden, we're experts on the subject. This sport is all-consuming, let me tell you. Specifically because it felt like for every single competition, or every single qualifier, or even the final surfs, it felt like everything was getting postponed. There was one day that I was planning my whole day around this surfing competition. I was waiting to go to the gym, I was waiting to get other things done because I really wanted to watch it, but it was delayed like 4 hours. I mean, it is a sport that's dependent on the weather, so I get it, but when it is on, I am the biggest fan. And not only am I a fan of the sport, I am a fan of Caroline Marks, our gold-winning U.S. surfer. She's incredible. She is like the real-life soul surfer. She's so good. I am impressed every single time she gets up on that board. I wish I could do what she did. It looks so hard. But also, she looks like she's having fun every single time that she gets up. Even when she's not up and she's just chilling in the water, she just seems to be very in her element, which obviously that is her element. But I don't know, it's just really fun to watch somebody do that sport and do it so well. And I mean, obviously, it doesn't hurt to win. It's actually very fun to win. So that's been awesome to watch. And the funny thing about that, too, is Caroline Marks was the first surfer that me and my boyfriend had ever seen surf in the Olympics. Surfing has only been around in the Olympics, I think, twice now. I think this is the second time. And I don't remember watching it in the last Olympics. So pretty sure she was the first Olympic surfer that we had ever seen. And I think that we thought that that was just the standard the first time that we saw her. She did so well that first time. And then every other time we saw surfing, we were like, why aren't they surfing like Caroline Marks surfed? But she's really, really, really good. Good enough to win gold. I mean, everybody competing, obviously, was incredibly talented. But the thing, too, about surfing is that not only does the weather dictate whether the competition is going to be pushed back or not, it also dictates what kind of surfing there's going to be, what the waves are going to be like, how the surfers are going to be able to take advantage of those waves. Also, some of the times that you watch, they're literally just sitting on their board for the majority of the time. Other times, there are a lot of waves that they surf. But if the water is really still, there's not a lot of surfing going on. But when it does happen, it gets exciting, I swear. But yeah, love it all. So excited and happy for Caroline Marks. Sad that I'm not going to get to see her surf anymore. But I guess the Olympics are nearing the end now. That's wild. I feel like I've been so invested in them this year. I'm going to be sad when they're over. I really am. But at least I found some new athletes to love. Also, it's been inspiring some content that I've been watching, like very much so. Like I said, Caroline Marks is like the real-life soul surfer, as in the movie Soul Surfer. I mean, technically the real-life soul surfer is Bethany Hamilton, because it's based on a real story. If any of you have not seen that movie, run, don't walk. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. It makes me want to move to Hawaii immediately. I love everything about it. Should I read you the summary? Okay, I will. Let's see. Soul Surfer summary. Okay, here it is. A natural talent in the sport of surfing, teenager Bethany Hamilton, played by Anna Sophia Robb, love her, loses an arm in a shark attack. Yep, very scary and very true. This happened. Bolstered by the love of her parents, played by Helen Hunt and Dennis Quaid, and refusing to give up, she plans to return to competition, although questions about her future continue to trouble her. Upon seeing the devastation in Thailand caused by the 2004 tsunami, Bethany discovers a greater purpose, to make a difference in the lives of others. Yeah, so sounds like a very feel-good movie. It is a very feel-good movie. It's so, so good. And it's a true story. You know it. I'm a sucker for them. So go check it out if you have not seen it. And if you have seen it, watch it again. It still holds up. Also, it's on Peacock, which is where I've been watching the Olympics. They really know how to keep you on that platform. Good job, Peacock. Good job. But yeah, also, because of the time that this movie was made, when was it? 2011? Okay, the songs in this movie are so good, so nostalgic. And I have one from that movie to recommend to you guys this week. It is called The Unknown by Athlete. As always, you can find it on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good on Spotify. So rewatch Surfing from the Olympics, then watch Soul Surfer, then listen to this song. Sounds like a perfect day to me. But yes, that's it for What's Good. Let's get into Need to Know Basis. And Need to Know Basis this week could have kind of been an extension of What's Good, if I'm being honest. But it's more of a need to know because it's something that's important to say, okay? It's about actors giving it their all. And you know who I'm talking about in particular? I am talking about Jamie Lee Curtis. I've told you guys that I think that she's so great. But she keeps impressing me in a really big way. You might be listening to this and being like, Emma, what? Jamie Lee Curtis? That's so random. It is a little random, except for the fact that I'm currently watching season 3 of The Bear. And so far, so good. I know it came out a bit ago, but I'm just catching up and I'm overwhelmed with greatness here. All right, I'm not kidding. The Ice Chips episode? I need to talk about the Ice Chips episode. I have never seen, well, I don't know if this is necessarily true, but I have never seen, to my recent memory, a scene about having a child that was so powerful. When Sugar is at the hospital, about to deliver her baby, and spoiler, if you haven't seen this, sorry, spoiler. We already knew that Sugar was pregnant. That's not the spoiler. But the spoiler is that her mom, Donna, Jamie Lee Curtis's character, ended up being at the hospital with her. And of course, if you've seen this show, you know there is a very complicated relationship between the mom and all the kids. But specifically too, her and Sugar have their own complicated relationship. And this scene was so incredibly powerful. I just don't know if I've seen better acting from Jamie Lee Curtis. Except for Freaky Friday, of course. I'm kidding. But seriously, in that scene, I don't think that anybody would have been able to do it as well as she did it. It was just perfect. But somebody had to write it. And let me tell you, those writers are talented. Every single line in that show, they're all so quick, but so meaningful. My gosh, I'm constantly impressed. Christopher Storer and team, hats off to you, for real. And you know the thing that I love about this show? Something that honestly I love in life, okay? It's a monologue. There is something about just a perfectly crafted set of words holding so much meaning, having such an impact for everybody listening. The other character, the audience, the person saying those words. I love a monologue. I absolutely love it. And there's a lot of monologues in The Bear. Some great monologues. I actually in college had to take an acting class, and our first assignment was to perform a monologue. And I don't even remember where my monologue came from, like what movie it was from. But I remember I was so nervous to do it. But there is something sort of fun about doing it. I mean, whether they're your own words or somebody else's words, it just feels like such a packaged way to get whatever you're saying across. And I bet a lot of people in acting classes today are doing monologues from The Bear. If I had to guess, I would not be surprised. I would too if I was still in acting class. But of course I love a monologue. Who are we kidding? I podcast. I give my own little monologues here. Lot of words strung together. Usually I don't think it makes quite as much sense as something that's perfectly written out, but we do our best here. And with that, that's the end of my monologue for today. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Keep writing your monologues. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.